Hi, welcome back to Action Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we're discussing the book, The Gifts of Imperfection. This book was written by Brené Brown, and the summary was written by Carol Ann Hamilton. You can find this summary and hundreds others for free at actionablebooks.com. Quote, "Embracing our vulnerabilities is risky, but not nearly as dangerous as giving up on love and belonging and joy, the experiences that make us the most vulnerable. Only when we are brave enough to explore the darkness will we discover the infinite power of our light." It comes from page 6. Once you see a pattern, you can't unsee it. How true! How intriguingly this preface sentence draws the reader into an illuminating and provocative book. In The Gifts of Imperfection, Let Go of Who You Think You're Supposed to Be and Embrace Who You Are, Brené Brown, a leading expert on shame and authenticity, shares practical tools and strategies so we are enabled to embrace the power of wholehearted living, a way of engaging with the world from a place of worthiness. Combined with honest and poignant storytelling, reading this rich work feels like an uplifting conversation with a very wise friend. The golden egg for this week's article, live wholeheartedly. Quote, "Wholehearted living is about cultivating the courage, compassion, and connection to wake up in the morning and think, no matter what gets done and how much is left undone, I'm enough. It's going to bed at night thinking, yes, I am imperfect and vulnerable and sometimes afraid, but that doesn't change the truth that I am also brave and worthy of love and belonging." It comes from page 1. Building on this foundational definition, Brown goes on to say wholehearted living is not a one-time choice. It's a process. In fact, she sees it as a lifelong journey from what will people think to I am enough. The central answers to reflective questions posed throughout are courage, compassion, and connection. While this potential triad could seem like a cluster of lofty and even impossible ideals, they're actually daily practices that, when exercised enough, become incredible gifts. Do you want to hear something fascinating? Wholeheartedness is as much about embracing our tenderness as it is about developing knowledge or claiming power. Perhaps you're thinking, oh great, the very qualities I wish to deny or squelch altogether. Here's the beauty of it. Because we're imperfect, we get plenty of opportunities to use these amazing tools each day. The end results include belonging and worthiness, ultimate quests that characterize the human experience. Gem number 1, 10 guideposts for living. Quote, "When we spend a lifetime trying to distance ourselves from the parts of our lives that don't fit with who we think we're supposed to be, we stand outside of our story and hustle for our worthiness to be constantly performing, perfecting, pleasing, and proving. Our sense of worthiness, that critically important piece that gives us access to love and belonging, lives inside of our story." It comes from page 23. Brown's fundamental commitment is to clarify gauzy terms tossed around all the time but rarely explained. She firmly believes good definitions should be accessible and actionable. Isn't that perfect for our purposes? For instance, many of us use the terms fitting in and belonging interchangeably. They're not the same at all. One interferes with the other. Fitting in is about becoming who you need to be to gain acceptance. Can you spell chameleon? Belonging doesn't require us to change who we are. It requires us to be who we are. Gem number 2, dig deep. Quote, "Often, people attempt to live their lives backwards. They try to have more things or more money in order to do more what they want, so they will be happier. The way it actually works is the reverse. You must first be who you really are, then do what you really need to do in order to have what you want." And that's Margaret Young as quoted in the book. Based on thousands of conversations with men and women living in amazingly wholehearted ways, Brown found these special individuals operate in core ways very distinct from most of us, particularly when we're exhausted or overwhelmed. They dig by getting, 1, deliberate in their thoughts and behaviors through prayer, meditation, or simply setting intentions. I, inspired to make new and different choices, and G, going. They take action. For example, the author asserts within the Cultivate Play and Rest guidepost, we are a nation of overstressed adults raising overscheduled children. Great challenge. Instead of viewing exhaustion as a status symbol, we are roused to silence gremlin voices that whisper, one more hour of work, push through, you can catch up on your sleep this weekend. Given Brené's immediate admitted previous standby of soldiering on, she now carves out weekly fun to take photographs and do art projects with her kids. In turn, we're urged to say no today. Buck the system. Take something off your list and add a nap. Personally, I became aware of the gifts of imperfection through an absolutely amazing TEDx talk. If you have only 20 minutes to spare one day, even if you don't, you need to find the time, watch her YouTube on vulnerability. How aptly this food for thought is stated, quote, "The universe is not short on wake-up calls. We're just quick to hit the snooze button." Until we're willing to have an honest conversation about what gets in the way of putting qualities like courage and compassion into daily practice, we will never, ever change. To risk living in anything less than a wholehearted way due to avoidance of squishy feelings is, for me, too high a price to pay. May it be so for you, too. In the comments below, let us know, how do you plan to live wholeheartedly? This has been Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and we were discussing the book The Gifts of Imperfection, written by Brené Brown, and the summary was written by Carol Ann Hamilton. You can find this summary and hundreds others for free at actionablebooks.com. We hope you enjoyed it.